Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Orange 777 podcast. I'm a little bit under the weather, so if my voice sounds different, that's why. Anyway, I just got done streaming an IPW Well episode. Wasn't bad. Do you recommend checking it out? Just hold on one moment. Anyway. So, gonna be doing this episode a little bit differently. I'm not really going to be talking about what happened on Raw and SmackDown and NXT this time, like I usually do. Instead, I'm gonna be doing sort of like a pre-Hell in a Cell show, like, I'll give my thoughts on what I think's going to happen, you know, stuff like that. And then, I'll also be talking a little bit about 2K19, so. Sorry about that. So, yeah. I hope you enjoy it. Oh, by the way, the comics section is still going to stay the same, so. Really, the only thing I'm changing is the wrestling portion. So, hope you enjoy it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Orange 777 podcast. I'm a little bit under the weather, so if my voice sounds different, that's why. Anyway, I just got done streaming an IPW Well episode. Wasn't bad. Do you recommend checking it out? Just hold on one moment. Anyway. So, gonna be doing this episode a little bit differently. I'm not really going to be talking about what happened on Raw and SmackDown and NXT this time, like I usually do. Instead, I'm gonna be doing sort of like a pre-Hell in a Cell show, like, I'll give my thoughts on what I think's going to happen, you know, stuff like that. And then, I'll also be talking a little bit about 2K19, so. Sorry about that. So, yeah. I hope you enjoy it. Oh, by the way, the comics section is still going to stay the same, so. Really, the only thing I'm changing is the wrestling portion. So, hope you enjoy it. Alrighty, guys. Now, time for the comics section of the podcast. Of course, got some pretty big news this week, actually, on the DC side of things. But big-ish news on the side of Marvel. I don't think nearly as big as what happened with DC. Anyway, so start things off with Marvel. Save the big news for the main event, I guess you could say. The Vision series that was supposed to be coming out sometime soon. Unfortunately, it got canceled. Didn't see why, but, anyway, so, for fans of the Vision, hoping, like, waiting on this, new series, sorry, I guess, pretty disappointing news, so. I was a bit curious to see what they were going to do with the series. Anyway, so, I guess on to the next news. Anyway, there it was. Oh, yeah. And Fantastic Four number 2, this is a spoiler alert, in case you didn't read it yet. Trying to think, like, how to word this and all that. Like, to make sure I remember everything. Anyway, a new villain is introduced. Oh, man, I forget his name. It was, like, Nightmarish Griever, I think. That's what he was called, but not positive on that. So, anyway, so, new villain is introduced. And then, apparently he kills, Molecule Man, I'm pretty sure, who is actually one of the stronger beings in the Marvel Universe, but he's also one of the lesser known. Anyway, so yeah, even though he is one of the lesser known characters, he is one of the stronger characters. And he's just been killed, so. Sorry, I'm just trying to find a piece of comics trivia, which I kind of forgot to do, beforehand, while also doing this. So, I'm pretty sure last time. Okay, hold on. Oh, okay, yeah, I found one. So, anyway. Molecule Man died. I think that's about it for Marvel. So, on to DC. Of course, Batman Day happened. I think it was is coming up, 15th, yeah, I'm seeing it today, it was the 17th, actually, today is Batman Day, time of recording, so, happy Batman Day, to all you guys who are listening, and, also got, the DC Universe subscription service is coming out today, it's gonna be released sometime. Not sure if it's already been released or not. I didn't really check. So, yeah. So, on to the big news, though. Before I get to that. Apparently, the Freedom Fighters, one of, the lesser known, DC's teams, is making their return. They're gonna have their own series, so, yeah, I don't really know too much about the Freedom Fighters, so, gonna be curious, I might give it a read, you know, see how good the comic is, you know, so, yeah, anyway, the big news, which I'm sure most of you guys have heard by now, Henry Cavill, I think the guy's name is no longer Superman. So, the story is that he's now going to be doing a Netflix series on the, based on the Witcher novels, and, just couldn't play Superman anymore, so hung up the cape. So now in the movies, Supergirl, once she gets introduced into that universe, I don't think they're gonna slowly put her into, like, the Superman role, but they're gonna they have to do some building up, you know. They have to build her up a little bit to replace Superman. But I guess the good news is for the Superman fans, I am one of them. I mean, it's Superman, so the original superhero. So, I mean, anyway, DC is open to doing like a soft reboot and recasting Superman, bringing him back. So, there is that possibility. So it isn't out of question that Superman will return, like, in that universe on the big screen and that. So, anyway, I guess we'll see how it plays out. Okay, on to the last portion is the trivia. Alright, so Thanos, you know, used to be, because he died, got killed by Gamora. So, anyway, so, you know, the big villain of the Marvel Universe, you know, one of the strongest villains, one of the most powerful, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so, he's fought the Hulk, of course, you know, going after the Avengers, beating them several times. But what does he say about the Hulk? I'll give you guys a minute or two. Figure that one out. I know it isn't really like a fill in the blank. It's, try to figure out what does Thanos say / think of the Hulk, you know. And I'll wait till the 30-second mark. Begin the timer. Start now. Okay, timer's up. Gave you guys a minute. Guess you'll find out if you got it, because I'm about to reveal the answer. And just gonna repeat the question. Thanos has fought and beaten the Hulk several times, but what does he say about him? And the answer is, drum roll, if you're listening, which is optional. He has repeatedly said that the Hulk is one of the few people he actively avoids conflict with. So even though he's beating him, he still avoids fighting the Hulk. So it's good for the Hulk, I guess, you know. Even though he can't beat Thanos, he's on Thanos' watch list of people not to fight. So, anyway, hope you guys enjoyed the comic section. Oh, and if you have any questions, if you have any trivia questions you'd like me to feature on the podcast, DM me at Twitter. It's at IronJedi777. Or you can just comment on any one of my tweets. You know, either one. Whichever is easier. Yeah. And there's any capitals. So. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed it. So. Sorry, my voice cracked there. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and guess I'll be moving on to the final touches, wrapping up. Alrighty guys, now time for the comics section of the podcast. Of course, got some pretty big news this week, actually, on the DC side of things. But big-ish news on the side of Marvel, but I don't think nearly as big as what happened with DC. Anyway, so start things off with Marvel. Save the big news for the main event, I guess you could say. The Vision series that was supposed to be coming out sometime soon, unfortunately got canceled. Didn't see why, but anyway, so for fans of Vision, hoping, like, waiting on this new series. Sorry, I guess, pretty disappointing news, so. Anyway, I was a bit curious to see, what they're gonna do with the series. Anyway, so, I guess on to the next news. Anyway, there it was. Oh, yeah. And Fantastic Four number 2, this is a spoiler alert, in case you didn't read it yet. Let's see. Trying to think, like, how to word this and all that. Like, to make sure I remember everything. Anyway, a new villain is introduced. Oh, man, I forget his name. It was, like, Nightmarish Griever, I think. That's what he was called, but not positive on that. So, anyway, so new villain is introduced, and then apparently he kills Molecule Man, I'm pretty sure, who is actually one of the stronger beings in the Marvel Universe, but he's also one of the lesser known. Anyway, so yeah, even though he is one of the less known characters, he is one of the stronger characters. And he's just been killed, so. Sorry, I'm just trying to, like, find a piece of comics trivia, which I kind of forgot to do beforehand while also doing this. So, see, I'm pretty sure last time. Okay, hold on. Oh, okay, yeah, I found one. So, anyway. Yeah, Molecule Man died. I think that's about it for Marvel. So, on to DC. Of course, Batman Day happened. I think it was it's coming up, 15th? Yeah, I'm seeing it today. It was the 17th. Actually, today is Batman Day, time of recording. So, happy Batman Day to all you guys who are listening, and also got the DC Universe subscription service is coming out today. It's going to be released sometime. I'm not sure if it's already been released or not. I didn't really check. So, yeah. It's, on to the big news, though. Oh, before I get to that, Apparently, the Freedom Fighters, one of the lesser known DC's teams, is making their return. They're going to have their own series. So, yeah. I don't really know too much about the Freedom Fighters. So, can be curious. I might give it a read. Yeah. See how good the comic is, you know? So, yeah. Anyway, the big news, which I'm sure most of you guys have heard by now, Henry Cavill, I think the guy's name is no longer Superman. So, the story is that he's now going to be doing a Netflix series on the, based on the Witcher novels. And, just couldn't play Superman anymore, so hung up the cape. So now the movie's, Supergirl, once she gets introduced into that universe, they're gonna, I don't think they're going to slowly put her into, like, the Superman role, but they're going to, they have to do some building up, you know. They have to build her up a little bit to replace Superman. But I guess the good news is, for the Superman fans, I'm one of them. I mean, it's Superman, so, the original superhero, so. I mean, anyway, DC is open to doing, like, a soft reboot and recasting Superman, bringing him back, so, there is that possibility, so it isn't out of question that Superman will return, like, in that universe on the big screen and that, so. Anyway, I guess we'll see how it plays out. Okay, on to the last portion is the trivia. Alright, so Thanos, you know, used to be, because he died, got killed by Gamora, so anyway. So, you know, the big villain of the Marvel Universe. You know, one of the strongest villains, one of the most powerful, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so. He's fought the Hulk, of course, you know, going after the Avengers, beating him several times. But, what does he say about the Hulk? I'll give you guys a minute or two. Figure that one out. I know it isn't really like a fill in the blank. It's, try to figure out what does Thanos say / think of the Hulk, you know. And I'll wait till the 30-second mark. Get the timer. Start now. Okay, timer's up. Give you guys a minute. Guess you'll find out if you got it. Because I'm about to reveal the answer. And just going to repeat the question. Thanos has fought and beaten the Hulk several times, but what does he say about him? And the answer is, drumroll, if you're listening, which is optional, he has repeatedly said that the Hulk is one of the few people he actively avoids conflict with. So even though he's beating him, he still avoids fighting the Hulk, so it's good for the Hulk, I guess, you know. Even though he can't beat Thanos, he's on Thanos' watch list of people not to fight, so anyway, hope you guys enjoyed the comic section. Oh, and if you have any questions, like if you have any trivia questions you'd like me to feature on the podcast, DM me at Twitter. It's at IronJedi777. Or you can just comment on any one of my tweets. You know, either one. Whichever is easier. Yeah. And there's any capitals. So, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed it. So, sorry my voice cracked there. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it. And guess I'll be moving on to the final touches, wrapping up.